Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now. Right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. We're here in the Leaders Portfolio studio with the president of Parker Tide, Mr. Anthony Parker. Parker Tide was recognized as a Small Business Partner of the Year by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They're based in Washington, D.C. and specialize in providing management consulting, administrative support services, human resources, and revenues of $7.5 million per year. Welcome, Tony, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you very much.
And you also are an owner of Parker Tide. So you're not just president of Parker Tide.
I am president and sole shareholder.
And you grew it from a few people.
I did. I grew it from scratch.
And why? What was that, the idea? Or did it happen over time? You wanted to stay small? Or what were you thinking?
No, you never can stay small. You've got to grow. I mean, the only way to keep a business alive and prospering is to grow it. And there is no, once you get started, there's no sort of no turning back. You grow it until either you sell it or you close it down.
And do you have a goal, or should I ask that in 10 years?
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm just starting.
Okay. And you've had some growth. From 2007 to 2010, you had three-year growth of 61%. So what decisions did you make that contribute to that growth in Parker Tide?
Well, it's having a game plan and sticking to it. I mean, one of the things that you realize is that you make a decision today, and it takes a long time for that decision to bear fruit. One of the worst things you can do is to start out with one idea, a month later change it, a month later change that. You've got to give each time you make a decision to make a change, you've got to see it through.
And did you do that kind of incorrectly in the beginning, or did you always know to do that?
Yeah. Well, I'll start off by saying life is what you do with plan B, because plan A never works. The only thing I knew for sure was when I grew up was I was going to be an entrepreneur. My father was an entrepreneur. He owned a boatyard in a small coastal town in Maine. And I have either worked for myself or worked for a company in which I've owned at least 50% of for the last 25 years, or actually 29 years.
Wow. So you don't even really know what it's like to be an employee.
It's been a long time since I've been an employee.
Do you think you'd be a good employee?
I think I'd be a terrible employee.
Well, I'm glad we got that on tape, so we're good. You know, we're good. Now, I see the connection. You said your father owns a boatyard. I see the connection to a passion of yours, which is sailboat racing.
Right. There is, I want to get into leadership, and I will in a minute, because there was a real parallel between sailing, politics, and business ownership. And in sailing, one, it happens to be a passion. I absolutely love the water, and I've always been a skipper. Since I was a very, very small child, we all have certain skill sets. I happen to actually have a pretty good skill set of sailboat racing. But a large part of sailboat racing is managing a crew and how you provide leadership and how you get the best efforts out of those people. And the same parallels for that works in running and building a business.
So you learned how to navigate a storm from sailboat racing, probably, right? You've been caught out there a storm, and that's business.
Absolutely. What makes sailboat racing, I refer to it as athletic chess, because each person, there are a number of people all trying to get to the same goal, all with imperfect information. And you have to sit there at the beginning, make decisions, and play out how you're going to lay out the race, because once you start, you've made a decision and there are consequences to that decision. But the other piece of that is preparing your boat for that race. And 90% of sailboat races are won before you arrive at the starting line. Just the same way, 90% of success in a company is your preparation for it.
I like that a lot. And you've had even a longer history with water, and that was you were in the Navy as a commanding officer as well.
Well, I wasn't a commanding officer. I was an ensign through lieutenant. I spent 4 years during the Vietnam era. I was an ROTC. I went to Harvard on an ROTC scholarship and spent 4 years in the Navy 2 years off Vietnam on a ship, and I saw the results of leadership there because we had two commanding officers on that ship during the 2 years I was there, and it was extraordinary the difference in leadership between the two skippers. Nothing changed. The ship was the same. All of the officers and enlisted men were identical. All we changed was the commanding officer. And the entire tenor of that whole ship and its leadership changed with the commanding officer.
Interesting. Interesting. Now, you mentioned you have a bachelor's from Harvard College, a JD and a master's in tax law from Georgetown Law Center. And right. So which of those degrees has been more helpful in Parker Tide? It's a tough question.
Well, one of the things, if you've got a law degree and have practiced law, you're not intimidated by lawyers. What I enjoyed about the practice of law was the intellectual aspects of law, particularly in tax. Tax is a very intellectual area, and I have a piece of me that is an intellect. But what I didn't like about practicing law is that you're always the consigliere or the staff person to somebody who's leading. You're providing that person advice from which he can make decisions. I infinitely preferred to make the decisions myself. But the good news is, having been a lawyer and having practiced law, I'm not intimidated by when a lawyer tells me something, because I have enough confidence in myself to be able to ask the questions and take the best of what he's providing me.
So, and some people have told me, who are kind of in your position, CEOs who've been on Leadership Portfolio, they said, you know, they were a lawyer first and it taught them to analyze. And then when you get in the business world, you know, the other side, and you own a business, you are supposed to analyze quickly. And so you have to learn how to not analyze all the time and quickly make decisions. Do you kind of agree with that? Disagree?
Well, I was actually going to go another way with it. What I found is fascinating. I went to law school at night while I had a full-time job. And a sailboat raced at a fairly high level during that period of time. I had much less time to sailboat race because I was working and going to law school at night. But I found my performance improved. And I thought about it afterwards. Why did my performance improve even though I wasn't spending as much time at it? And I came to the realization that the intellectual aspect of going to law school forced me to keep my mind focused for longer periods of time, because I had to force myself to do it. And the, you know, unintended consequence out of that was I was able to concentrate for longer periods of time in sailboat racing. So I found it a very, very good, intellectually challenging thing to have done.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. We're talking with the president, Parker Tide, Mr. Anthony Parker. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith here in the Leaders Portfolio Studio. And we're talking about the business Parker Tide. And let's talk about, so you sell to the federal government. How is the, you know, kind of cut back in federal spending affecting you? And is it affecting you at all? I mean, the cutback in federal spending has been so little, and it may not even be in your categories. Are you worried about that it's going to be deeper, or it's not really a factor?
I mean, one of the things that I've learned in my life is you've got competition in virtually everything you do. Everything is competitive. So to think that you've got a that you're going to go and find an area where you don't have competition is absolutely wrong. What we have found is that if we do our job and we block and tackle every day and do our job and make sure we take care of our clients, we are rewarded with more work. And it's not rocket science. Running a business isn't rocket science. It's just getting up and making a commitment to providing premier service to your clients.
And do you think you've learned how to do that in certain ways better over time? Provide...
Well, I guess you sort of think about what contribution do I make to the success of my company? I have nothing to do with the actual contract itself. I have people who work for me who do that. But where do I make a difference? And where I make a difference is in the hiring and the management of the people who do that. And I once said, the worst thing that you can do is to have a C+, B- employee, because you'll ruin your business that way. You have got to have top people. How do you find them? The answer is, I'm not sure, because I've made a lot of mistakes in hiring. I'm not that good at hiring, but I'm really, really, really good at firing.
And when I thought something else was going to be on the other end of that sentence.
Well, but what I do, though, is if I let people go, I let them go in the first 30 days. Because you can figure out how a person is going to perform in the first 2 weeks. And the worst thing that can happen is they're just good enough to stay, but not good enough to be a good performer. And so I work very, very hard, do the best I can to hire the right people. But if it's not right, I don't wait.
And well, you know, that's a trend that I've seen across CEOs, which is that you see kind of some of the more successful ones, they quickly fire. I've seen that's not, you know, it's very common. And over time, it becomes easier, too, because you realize I'm helping the other person as well quickly figure out what is good for their lives.
Right. I mean, there's nobody. There are right fits for everybody. And if it's a wrong fit on my side, I promise you it's going to be a wrong fit on their side. The fastest one I ever did, I hired somebody on a Monday morning and I fired him by Wednesday. And I said, the good news is you'll never have to put me on your resume. but the bottom line is the people who work for me, my core people, every one of them has been with me for at least 5 years and some ever since I started the company.
Wow.
So, and much the same way in my sailboat racing, my crew has been with me for years and years. Because that is really, without them, I can't be successful.
Yep, absolutely agree with you. Now, you are, Parker Tide is a veteran-owned business, and you served in the Vietnam War.
I did. I spent 2 years lobbing shells into Vietnam. And then I fortunately was hired to coach ocean racing at the Naval Academy for the last 2 years. So basically what I did is I ran an ocean racing program and skippered a 73-footer in lot of the major races on the East Coast. That was my reward, I guess, for the first 2 years.
And we're going to close Mr. Tony Parker from Parker Tide, president. We're speaking with your overall leadership philosophy.
What I don't believe in doing is micromanaging. You hire really good people and you give them parameters and you let them do their job. You ask them to keep you informed. You guide them. You don't ever try with your top, let's say you have 3 or 4 vice presidents and you have people that work for them. You don't tell them. You don't make decisions for their underlings. You force them to make decisions. You make sure that they understand that you have their back and that they have your confidence. The second one is you never let somebody come into your office saying, we've got a problem, because my answer is, no, I don't have any problem. You've got a problem. I don't have a problem. And so if they come in without a solution, I throw them out. I say, look, until you come up with a solution, I'm not going to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's a bad decision solution that you've come up with, but you can't walk in and say, hey, I've got a problem and I don't know how to solve it. Because I literally, and I do, and because I won't take that responsibility. But once I force them to think, they can come back in and then we'll discuss whether or not that idea that they have makes sense, because then it's a teaching opportunity. And a lot of times, they've got a better idea than I do. I mean, one of the things that my theory is, I promise you, I have wrong decisions. I make decisions or I come up with ideas and they're not necessarily right. But I will bring my top people in and we'll talk around. And absolutely, when we have those conversations, until a decision is made, we are absolute equals. And the same way in my sailboat racing, I allow my people to make decisions and to overrule me if I think they're right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very collaborative. That's my philosophy.
That's good. All right, we're speaking with Parker Tide president, Mr. Anthony Parker. Well, thank you, Tony, for being on Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank the supporters of leadership, our Leaders Portfolio sponsors, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you want the federal and business communities to know your business values leadership, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. And you can check out Tony Parker's interview at leadersportfolio.com. This is Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, back after this break.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.